The bed where 17-year-old psychology student Yamilet Aroquipa used to sleep no longer has blankets or sheets. The indigenous custom is to remove them forever, 8 days after a person dies.
That's her when she was small. There she is, playing in her school band.
The family of four has been in mourning since January 9th, when police fired live rounds at protesters in the city of Juliaca.
We had gone to the market to buy food. We were not in the protest. We were two blocks away, and suddenly she was shot.
They've killed my daughter and other innocents. We want justice. Justice is what we ask for.
The government suggests stones and sticks thrown by protesters were responsible for the 18 people killed that day in Juliaca. But the autopsy report states that Yamilet was killed by a 9mm bullet, confirming what the family already believed. Juliaca has turned into one of the epicenters of anti-government protests in the Puno region of southern Peru, since former President Pedro Castillo was impeached and imprisoned 7 weeks ago when he tried to shut down Congress.
These people that you see here have been walking all night to reach the city of Juliaca. They're from all over the Puno region. And as you can see, they are still very, very much determined to keep on protesting, to keep on blocking roads, and to keep on demanding that the president step down.
The march ends in the central square, where we find what looks like a typical carnival. But in fact, it's a fundraising event.
Today we are using our music to collect funds for our brothers who have suffered the repression of the state, where many are still suffering from severe injuries.
Others tell us they're collecting money to send more groups to the capital, Lima, to join the indigenous protesters who are already there, demanding immediate elections and the ouster of the president. Army helicopters fly overhead, but so far, nearby troops have not moved in to unblock highways. After refusing three times, Congress has now agreed to reconsider President Dina Boluarte's demand to bring forward general elections for October.
Dina, escucha.
An offer that at least here seems to have fallen on deaf ears. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Juliaca.